This is 89.1 WEMU, and once again, welcome to Creative Impact. We take a look at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County through the lens of artists, creative workers, and businesses that help shape our quality of life, place, and local economy. Our partner in Creative Impact serves as President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack. Thank you so much for lining up today's guest and putting together today's show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always good to hear your voice, and someday I'll be back in the studio sitting right next to you.
Oh, I look forward to that. That would mean that the COVID-19 pandemic is at least manageable and heading towards the rearview mirror.
Yeah, won't that be a reason for rejoicing?
Well, what do you have in store for us today?
Well, speaking of sitting next to someone, we've discussed many times how creating art is a collaborative process.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest today is Levi Taylor, who works collaboratively and also sometimes solo. Levi is a music composer, a keyboardist, and a piano instructor. So let's say hello.
Well, Levi, welcome to Creative Impact, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to join you here.
Well, Levi, one of the coolest things about doing this show for me is introducing people like you, really accomplished artists and creatives who live right here in our community. The hard part, though, is that most are multifaceted, and our 10-minute show goes by too fast to catch up on everything that they do. So let's do this as quick as we can and then get to the meat of our show. You're an Emmy-nominated composer, and we are going to hone in on your piano instruction. But, David, before we do, I think we've got something that WEMU listeners might be interested in.
And that is?
Well, for 3 years, Levi spent time in Fukushima, Japan, touring as a keyboardist with a blues musician in a gospel group.
Well, that is right up our alley. And I assume, Levi, that is a fascinating story. How did you end up playing blues and gospel, two quintessential American music forms, in the heart of Japan?
Okay, so the reason why I went to Japan was actually, well, multifaceted, but the main thing was teaching English. So I taught English in Japan for 3 years. But the very first year that I got there, I was introduced to a gospel choir called Aizu One Voice, a phenomenal group. And I'll try to keep the story brief, but basically I went to one of their rehearsals, and they were singing songs I heard when I was a kid in church growing up.
How interesting. I was like,
how are they singing these songs that I know by heart that I've been, you know, since I was a kid? And ended up joining the group. They, like I said, a great group. They tour all over Japan. And inside of that group, there was also a blues band.
Blues band in Japan.
And we talking playing traditional American Delta Chicago blues?
Oh, my gosh. You name it. They've done it. they're very into the craft. And they do their homework. They fashioned themselves off of kind of like the Blues Brothers, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So it's a duo, the main leads, and then, you know, the band behind them.
So it's not just about the music. They have excellent presentation as well, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, exactly.
So what was the market like for blues and gospel in Japan?
I'm sorry, you said what was it like?
What was the market like? I mean, the audience. Was there a large audience?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's one of those things. Culturally, Japan is very interested in other cultures. And it's you almost think if they have this thing, they say, you know, what's your shumi? What's your hobby? You know, what are you into? And I mean, they take it seriously. So like the market for blues or the market for jazz or gospel, like there is a market. When we would tour, there would be crowds. You know, people are always very receptive. Yeah, it's there.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Creative Impact. I'm David Fair alongside my co-host, Deb Pollack, and we are talking with Levi Taylor. And Levi, what was your lasting impression from your experience in Japan, and how did that translate to your work and what you're doing now here back in the States?
Wow, what a question. Lasting impression is all about togetherness and solidarity. When I tell you the people in Aizu made me feel like I was part of, you know, the culture, part of, you know, their thing, what they do. They integrated me. You know, the people live close together. They do things together. I'm so used to what I would consider an American lifestyle, individuality. So I would do my own thing naturally. And I would always get so many invitations to be a part of something, to, you know, be included. And yeah, it's a huge lasting impact on my life.
It sounds like just a great story. So, you know, you studied to be a composer and a musician, and you here back in the States have a flourishing business and are in demand as a piano instructor. That kind of blows up the those who can do and those who can't teach theory, because you're doing really well at all of these things. What do you like about teaching piano?
I love work with kids. I love the idea of mentorship and giving back, and especially being an advocate for just expression and, you know, curiosity and creativity. I get all of that working with kids, all of it.
So when you're working with kids, you sit on a piano bench next to a student, you have that interpersonal interaction through the course of your lessons, but COVID hit. No more sitting on a bench next to one another. So how do you accommodate that?
Yeah, that has to slow me down a bit. I mean, my friends were like, literally, like, Levi, I can't believe you did so much in 1 week. Like, when COVID hit, it's not only are those things like what gets me going, but it's vitally important to me that I show up for these kids every single time. So as soon as COVID hit, I was like, I'm not going to do a substandard lesson. I'm not going to not have that connection, the expression, the enjoyment. That's not going to happen. So, you know, I had to figure it out. I spent a lot of time. I've got a very extensive setup here so that the kids and I can interact in a way that feels, you know, authentic and connected. I'm not trying to replicate in-person lessons, because that's a different thing. But
so I think the term right now is pivoting, right? Everyone's using that as the descriptor. So there's the equipment and, you know, using, you know, Zoom or whatever other connector you use on the computer. But piano to me and instrumental music in general must also require touch. How do you teach a young person who's not yet mastered moving their hands and fingers across the keyboard? How do you do that in a distance learning situation?
Good call. It's not perfect. I'll give you that. I have multiple cameras, literally from the overhead view to a side view to even a camera for my foot, if the kids need to see how the pedaling and the fingers work together.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I really went all out because I want to use as little words as possible, especially for the younger kids, and show them, right? Feel it. I also make lots of videos, actually. When students are having a complicated pattern or a passage, I make a video for them, or I'll make a recording, you know. I'm also getting ready to put together this whole new ensemble. I won't get too much into it, but it takes a lot more work on my end, I'll tell you that much.
As an instructor, do you think that you might take some of the technology and some of the tools that you are now using in this time of pandemic, and when you can return to in-person instruction, still utilize that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about quality and, you know, I don't know, doing good work together. And if this works and can create that, then why not keep using it?
I know that your students are getting a lot from you. What do you get from your students in return?
Oh, man. I was thinking about that just earlier this week. Actually, just yesterday. I had this one student show up with the biggest smile. And I had the longest work day because, of course, I'm composing and doing all this other stuff on top of the teaching and making videos and yada, yada, yada. This kid just shows up eager and is happy and smiling, and it makes me just zone in and just present, and, you know, just takes away everything else.
That's great. Have you been able to retain most of your students this way?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost a few students at the beginning. I wouldn't even say lost. They're still on. They just kind of want to wait until they can figure their thing out a little bit more, you know.
It is so nice to hear a story where your business is sustaining, you sound happy, you sound optimistic, and you are looking with great hope for the future. And you know what? We need to hear those kinds of stories.
Indeed we do. So, you know, I think, Levi, really, anyone would be fortunate to have you as their instructor. And I know you're really busy and your schedule's full, but, you know, when you get a chance and you get an opening, let me know, because I'm ready to start taking piano again.
And I want video.
Nice.
None of that.
Levi, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. It's been a pleasure to have you as a guest on Creative Impact.
Likewise. Such a pleasure to be in with you today. Thank you.
And we loved it. So we thank you and continued good luck.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You are listening to Creative Impact. It is our weekly feature. My co-host is Deb Pollack, and we've been talking with Levi Taylor about his career as a composer of film and media music, but mostly as a keyboardist and piano instructor extraordinaire, whether he teaches in the room or by Zoom. And Deb Pollack, we'll be back again with another show in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will, David. And, keep it together and keep it creative.
Not my strong suit, but I'll follow your lead. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear at least every other Tuesday. And if you would like to visit the Creative Impact Archive, it's available to you at any time by going to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.